Yes, JF, kind of what's the key to putting away a team like Rochester that is really stubborn and was not going down without a fight?
Well, for us, it was to take away their speed and time. I think we did that really well at home. We did that too tonight for at some point. I know in the third they came back, but I didn't think that we gave them super, not too many chances throughout the series, and that was the key for us. Our defense play was the key.
Thank you.
Thank you. JF, I just have two quick questions for you. The first just being with how fast the pace was throughout the first three periods, what was the key to really containing and managing a guy's energy throughout the overtime periods?
Just short shifts for us. I thought we rolled four lines. We didn't cut our bench at all. I thought all four lines were going, so I didn't feel the necessity of cutting the lines. And that's an advantage that you have when you feel confident about your lineup. And we just kept rolling. And I thought we had some good energy even in overtime. I thought we had the better chances. And we just it was coming. We were knocking at the door. We had some really good grade A chances in all three overtimes, and it was just a matter of time for us before we find that goal.
And just finally for me, there's of course probably a dozen different points that you could pick out in this game as highlights to talk about. But can you just describe a bit Jesse Ylönen's play tonight and just the incredible importance of that power play goal in final seconds to force
Yeah,
overtime?
no, the final minute of the third with pulling our goalie and finding that one goal was it was obviously key of the game because we didn't get that many shots in the third, and Elo was right in front of the net in the right spot, and I thought that he had a strong game. Same thing with JSD.
Excellent. Merci, coach.
Yeah, thank you. All right, good.